Well, a study published this morning paints a different picture of the contribution that immigrants who've arrived from Europe have made here in the UK. Researchers have discovered that over the last 14 years, EU migrants have paid more into the country through tax than they've taken out in benefits. Professor Christian Dustman from the University College of London co-authored this study, and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
So does this study suggest then that EU migrants are, in effect, paying their way?
Yes, absolutely.
And just to what extent is that happening?
Well, what really matters for these kind of considerations is the average population. So there may be benefit misuse in any population, in the British population as well as in the immigrant population. And that is something we really have to deal with. But when we talk about policy, when we talk about what really matters, then it is the average numbers. The population of immigrants who arrived after 2000 to this country has, over the period between 2000 and 2011, made a positive net contribution to the tax and welfare system. So that means it's not just a number of immigrants in particular groups, but it is across all different groups we have considered, which includes those immigrants coming from the new accession countries who joined the European Union after 2004, the southern and eastern European countries.
And this will probably jar with many people's, I suppose, assumptions of EU migrants to this country, you know, with the claim being made that they are simply coming here, and if they can't find work, they're just you know, adding to the benefits bill then. So, I mean, how useful do you think this sort of research will be in, you know, in discussing the whole issue of immigration?
Well, if that is the case, then there are others who far overcompensate those immigrants, because that's simply what our study is showing. So, as I said earlier, welfare abuse happens in every population, and it is something which we have to deal with. However, on average, immigrants from the European countries make a large positive fiscal contribution to this country, and I think that is important. As something which we have to consider in this debate.
But when you look at immigration in the round, then the contribution made by European immigrants is really negated by the cost of immigration in total from outside the European Union, isn't it? I mean, that is a huge bill, £120 billion, I think, over 17 years.
Well, there were different numbers around here. Again, when we look at immigrants who came after 2000 and whom we observe from entry to the UK onwards, then also for non-Europeans, the calculations are positive. So also non-European immigrants have made a positive net fiscal contribution. What we also have done in this study is we have gone back to 1995 and we have looked at the average immigrant populations in this country. So that means for the first years, 1995 to 1999-2000, we predominantly consider immigrants who have been beyond their productive period. Immigration between 1985 and 1995 was very small to this country. So over that period, we consider a demographically in terms of labor market involvement, disadvantaged group, which partly is responsible for the numbers you have just cited. But again, when we look at European immigrants, despite that, even over that period, European immigrants have made a positive net fiscal contribution to this country.
So they tend to be the ones then, perhaps they're younger in age and a demographic which is more likely to make their way into the labour market here. Is there a consequence of that, perhaps, if you look at the picture overall? Could they be, you know, taking jobs and meaning that the benefits bill for British people, for example, is going up as a result of that?
Well, the economy is a very dynamic construct. So there were more jobs in London than in Manchester because there were more people in London. So when people enter a country, the whole economic structure changes. Very often that is to the better. Countries like the US have been feeding on immigrants for centuries, basically. Immigrants may bring innovation and they may create jobs. So it's something which is having a very different Immigration has very different facets for the labor market. There is not a limited number of jobs in this country. Immigrants are actively contributing to economies, may create jobs, and may on the other side also, of course, take jobs. But
so,
employment at the moment, I don't think is a problem the UK economy has.
So would you say that overall, would your assessment from this research be that immigration, certainly from EU countries, is a good thing for the economy here?
Well, as I said, many different aspects define the economic impact of immigration. We have only considered in this study one aspect, and that is the fiscal impact of immigration. Mm. And that has been overwhelmingly positive, in particular for immigrants who are coming from European countries.
Okay, well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Professor Christian Dustman there from University College London.